Let us go before the Lord. Let us take a moment of silence to center our hearts in His presence. God, we come to you again on a Sunday morning as a congregation. People who have come together sharing a common goal and purpose, and that's to worship and praise you. But we come to this hour with hearts heavy burdened sometimes, with many problems and many situations in our lives. The Father, we just seem to be at a loss as to what to do with. And Father, we bring many burdens of cares for family and friends, for our church, the Church of Christ, for the world around us, the leaders of our nations, our states, our communities. Father, it seems that we sat down to think about it for a little while, and if we do that very long, we'll certainly need you, for the burdens are many, the cares are many, and the burdens are heavy, and the cares seem sometimes exhausting. So, Father, that's why we come to you, because we are not infinite, we're finite. But you are an all-powerful God who sits on the throne. Father, we bring it to you because we can't carry it. Father, we bring it to you, and Father, help us to admit we can't carry it. Father, help us to admit we can't do it alone. Father, help us to admit we make mistakes. Father, help us to admit we sin. Sometimes they're sins of commission and sometimes omission, but we sin. Help us to come to you in humility of heart and life, bringing it before you in humbleness with bowed head and bended knee. And Father, we come to that place now. We just bring it to you, the needs we've lifted out loud, maybe those needs that were called upon by others to remember. And Father, the needs we don't even know, but you do, that exist maybe right here in our midst this morning. Father, we lift it to you today as we pray for us, one another, our families, our church here on Edgar Street, and the churches across this town and around the world who proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. May the gospel message be proclaimed, hearts receptive, to receive that message of grace and hope. And Father, as we pray for our communities, we pray for our nations and leaders of our country. We pray for those who serve our country. Father, we pray for the nations around the world, and we see so much going on. Father, we lift them before you today. And Father, we pray for those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, shut-ins in their own homes. And we pray for those who travel and are away, those who have an opportunity to spend time with family, maybe to renew connections that maybe it's been some time. Father, we ask that you would bless them and let their love continue to grow. For those who suffer loss, may they be comforted. For those who struggle, may they find strength. So, Father, we now come to pray together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.